Rattlesnake Shake by the Mugs. And it's that time. It is 5 o'clock. Live performance in the studio. We have the Haberdasher. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hey, how's it going, man?
We're doing great. I can hear you. You can hear me. All is good to go. That's a great start. All right, without further ado, let's get it going.
All right, we're going to play a tune off our first record, Mr. Bad Luck, and this song is called Hikikomori.
All right.
Divine, we stumbled on in times of need to hear about his noble deeds. Well, he's been around the world 12 times. He's seen the castles with walls of vines. Our debt to him is to tell his tales, for he himself is within the veil. His story can't be told much faster. The legend of the Haberdasher. Thank you.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live from Studio J that you're listening to, and live in the studio we have the Haberdasher. All right, if you don't mind, gentlemen, we've already been introduced with each other, but why don't you introduce yourselves over the airwaves?
I'm Robin. I play guitar and sing.
My name's Rhino. I play bass.
I'm Dan, the other guitarist.
I'm Speedo. I'm the drummer.
All right. How long have you gentlemen been playing together?
We're at like 2 years now, right, fellas? Yeah, a little more?
Just over 2 years.
A little more than 2 years?
All right. How did that happen? How'd you meet?
Well, actually, we all played in separate bands and kind of met from being on the same scene together. Mm-hmm. And so decided to kind of start, putting stuff together with this configuration.
Okay. And generally, where you're considered from, correct me if I'm wrong, I apologize, Port Huron way?
Yeah, that's hometown.
Okay.
Port Huron.
All right. So, yeah, I'm surprised I'd never heard of you until I went to see the Stroke show where you opened up for Satori Circus. How much you haven't made it out here that much as far as Detroit and that?
Well, that Stroke was our introduction to the Detroit. We've been friends with Satori Circus for a number of years and done different productions with him. Mm-hmm. Played in bands, for his different productions, and he kind of wanted us to get a little exposure, and so that was his way of sort of introducing us to the town.
Well, I'm glad he did. That was a good way to do it.
Yeah.
You know? So it's a great show. We had a great time with that.
Yeah, my girlfriend and I did too. That was wonderful. All right. Why don't we get into another one then?
Sure thing. Next tune is called 30 Gallon Hat.
All right.
The year was 1891. And the wagon train moved west across this great nation. And a man lay dying in the desert. Now from his boots to his hat, he lay about 21 feet long. Bit by a snake he was. And in all his greatness, there he lied, suffering in the dirt. One thing I'll ask of you, and 30 gallons just might do. Little spitting horses terrified, the shepherd's daughter burns inside. Will you save a life or I'll let you die?
Save a life or you let me die?
Will you save a life or I'll let you die?
Save a life or I'll die, Lord.
From Studio J with the Haberdasher. So you guys don't do so much in terms of standard lyrics as you tell stories, huh?
This is true, yes. A couple years ago, we met an immortal guy that told us about all these adventures that he had been on. And so we started writing songs based on the stories that he told us.
Okay.
And that particular one was a story about a 30-foot-tall cowboy who got bit by a snake and died in the desert.
Hmm, interesting.
Poor guy.
You got to go sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. A little bit before his time, possibly, but yes.
All right, so what we're being treated to today is more of a stripped-down acoustic setting. Why don't, if you don't mind, describe to our listeners what a full show would be like, what you do there.
Usually we have full multimedia videos playing, smoke effects work, all electric guitars, electric bass, full Neil Peart size drum kit. Isn't that right, Speedo?
Yeah, we've got a gong. There's a gong.
The kind you have to stand up and walk around.
Yes, exactly. We got to lower him in from a crane from the top so he can get in there, that kind of thing.
And, of course, when I saw you, do you do that as well other times? You had makeup and stuff like that?
Well, that was specifically for Stroke, so we wanted to do something that had a little bit more continuity with what Satori was doing, because we all ended up being part of that production with him. So we just kept the makeup on. We said, let's make it
All one show.
All one show, you know, put it together.
And it was practical and saved time.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know? I can't even believe it's still on after the show, to be honest.
Yeah, normally we don't wear makeup, but we do, you know, all kinds of theatrical antics. And we do have, big hats and masks and other sort of costumage.
Cloaks.
Yes. So it's definitely not
a lot going on.
Mill show.
A lot to watch, a lot to see, a lot to listen to.
Okay, so I'll do it really briefly. But one of the things I always bring up about live acts, so most of the time, you're lucky and a band puts on a good show. But one of the bands I saw when I was young was the Cars. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yeah, sure.
And I saw them on their first tour, and then I saw them on their pretty much last tour. And I thought, okay, they weren't that great the first time. The big tour toward the end, I figured, oh, well, they're probably better now. No.
Not the case.
Were they the antique Cars at that point?
Antique Cars, yeah. The antique car show.
Well, basically what it was is they just stood there playing their songs. It was like just looking at a film of them recording their album. That's all it was.
Yeah, and that's always something we've always striven to do is really make sure that there's something fun to watch, It's a word.
Yeah.
Shut up, Rhino. You can write your own words. I mean, we wrote our own stories.
I guess I understood it, so it does make
exactly.
it
exactly. But you know, it's what's keeping the audience watching and listening. You know, that's the most important thing too. You know, we want them to like the music, but we also want it to be a show and a production and something to see as well.
Something to pay attention to.
Right. What keeps you from going out and having a cigarette, you know, or going to get another drink? You know?
Yeah, I've nearly broken my neck thrashing about, so it's something to behold.
Yes, exactly.
You just got to be careful.
Yeah.
You got to be not old is what you got to be.
Hey.
Not much you can do about that one.
Right. Take it easy. All right, you're going to be old one day, too.
They said we can't swear on here, so I'm sorry.
All right, let's do another one.
All right. This next one, what are we doing next, boys? Oh, the next one is the title track from the next record that we have coming out. Should be out very early next year. It's called The Lavender Girl.
Okay.
Time has become irrelevant. The place lost. Much like the soul of the innocent one that I've been trying to find. A soul so pure and full of love, taken from the world too early. I have to find her. So, with a lavender smile and a flower she holds, could save the world and change the course of time. And nothing to him, a pure heart without any sin, will stop far from reaching its end. The search goes on to save a child. Song, the steps that he takes, the sweet sense left in a way, what she meant to the whole human race was love and kindness, fine for heaven's sake. Sing a name in chorus, and we reach towards the sky. question why.
From Studio J with the Haberdasher. All right, so that's the title track from the upcoming release. Tell us just a tad more about that. Now, is that going to be a full length?
Sorry, say that again.
All right, sorry about that.
Welcome back, folks.
Yeah.
We're here with the Haberdasher, and I can't see your script from here, but it's probably close, maybe.
It's called live radio. Anyway, tell us a little bit more about that track. That's the title track for your upcoming release. Is that going to be a full length?
Essentially, yep, it will. It's a second half to a two-part story that is sort of the introduction into the Haberdasher's world.
Okay.
The first record is called Mr. Bad Luck,
mm-hmm.
And he's sort of the antithesis of the Lavender Girl, and the Lavender Girl is the second record coming out. The first record, Mr. Bad Luck, it revolves around a character that the Haberdasher told us about as a 3,000-year-old incubus that basically, you know, steals luck away from people. And he steals the luck of the poor Lavender Girl. So the first record is kind of on the heavier side, a little darker. Second record that focuses on her is going to be a little more, let's say, uplifting.
Triumphantly beautiful, I would say.
Triumphantly beautiful.
Beautifully triumphant.
There we go. We're getting theatrical again.
That's exactly.
Right. That's what we do.
All right. That's how you roll.
That's right.
Okay, so how would we, the listener, find the first one, then? How we get a hold of that?
We're on iTunes and Spotify,
mm-hmm.
and
Bandcamp,
and
yeah,
all those fancy things.
CD YouTube, Baby.
CD Baby, and all those spots where you can find all that stuff. We encourage you to go check it out very solidly.
Okay. Certainly. So that would be the Haberdasher, Mr. Bad Luck.
Yes,
that's right.
All right. So we're looking for the next one. You guys to come back when the new one comes out.
Oh, for sure.
All right.
We'll bring all the gear. That's
yeah. We'll bring all the rock and roll with us that time.
I want to see that drum kit. All
yeah.
right.
Yeah. We missed the memo at some point along the way, and we brought acoustic stuff because we thought we weren't gonna have enough room to set up all that.
Well, you know, most times the radio stations are not so gigantic. You know, you guys got much more space than most places. So
we got lucky. Yes. The beginning of the 2000s, we were approved for this thing right before they started doing the budget cuts.
Oh, lucky.
I mean, we got it by that much. Thank you, Lord. All right, let's do another one.
All right. Daniel, tell us what the next one is.
So this next song is called Captain Echo.
In 1946, in a deadly battle over the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Japan, our hero, Captain Gabriel Eckard, known only to his friends as Echo, was shot down and lost. And
up your whiskey and toast to the lost. The mission was risky and it came at a cost. Our hearts are all empty as chairs held this bar. We may not know what's coming tomorrow. Tonight we'll drink and forget all the sorrow. And if we're lucky, we'll borrow another round. Another round. Another round. Another round.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live from Studio J. And if you're just tuning in, what we're listening to are the sounds of the Haberdasher. All right. So besides the one, not this weekend, but next weekend with Satori, what are you guys going to be doing in the near future? Any shows coming up at all? Or?
Yeah, I mean... We're shooting to do we kind of do as few as possible, especially when we're going into recording season for us.
Okay.
The next few months are we're finishing up a music video for Hikikomori, the first song that we played tonight.
Okay.
We're doing that. That's going to be our own production, and then. We're looking to put out the next record, like I say, early next year. So we'll be in the studio. So I'm doing a whole lot of shows. We talked about maybe... Go ahead and speak. You got a microphone. That's cool.
We do have a show coming up on November 2nd with a band named Criminal Rock.
Oh, is that confirmed? Okay, great. So you heard it here first, folks.
So did I, apparently.
An exclusive.
We met these cool... young folks at Port Huron Way called Criminal Rock, and we're excited to play a show with those kids. They really go for it.
It's a family band.
It's true. I used to jam with Dad about 25 years ago, and now his kids are headbanging maniacs. So it's pretty cool. Those guys are great. We're looking forward to doing some stuff with them.
Okay, where's that place at that you're playing? Do you know?
The Skybox Lounge in Port Huron.
Okay, yep. I guess people can look that up on the internet.
That's yeah, it's there's not a million places in Port Huron, but that's one of the few you can go and see a show once in a while.
Okay. That event will be posted soon, and then we also the next show after that isn't until December.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we got some time.
I'm sure. Do you have a Facebook site that where people could keep up to date on
absolutely.
That kind of stuff?
Yep, it's the Haberdasher on Facebook. You can find us right there.
Okay. All right. And then again, at least a couple of you are going to be part of that show with Satori next week.
Yeah. Rhino and I are going to be part of that, and these dudes will be in the crowd, I hope.
Cheering you on.
Yeah.
They'll be your
absolutely.
Groupies.
No free tickets.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
I could see you guys get along real well.
Yes, we do. Yeah. We sure do.
It's like a weird family.
Yeah.
Speedo's the weird cousin, though.
Yeah, he is.
I'm usually not allowed to talk, so this is a good surprise.
He only comes around when there's birthday cake.
So. All right, well, let's keep it going. So we got one called Love now, huh?
Oh, it should be mentioned. We're going to do a few, a handful of songs now that we're... working on writing a full-length musical, and we're looking to have that out hopefully by the end of next year.
Okay.
And you know, we have Satori Circus has agreed to work on it with us and a lot of other great folks. We have the music just about all completed, and a lot of folks have agreed to be in the cast. And so the musical is going to be called The Oakwood Mile. And essentially, these next few songs are going to be from that, and they are all based on sort of benchmark emotions that you would feel throughout your lifetime. This one's called Love.
All right, sounds good.
One, two, three, two.
lit skies reflecting our eyes, and I cannot fight the shiver, and as sure as a current will not be defined, this feeling won't be brushed aside. This one is love. Things that will tingle your fingers, the singing of the sparrow, sip of wine, warm memories of mine of a time on a straight and narrow, and as red as a current swirling inside my heart, lifts this glass up with pride. This one's for love. One's for love. This one's for love. This one's for love. This one's for love.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the Haberdasher. So yeah, it sounds like you gentlemen are going to be quite busy between that show and the new record.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And we got a couple tricks up our sleeves for the record release show, and hopefully coming April.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to have some surprises.
Okay, we'll have to keep up to date on that.
We can't tell you about them. They're surprises.
And if you did tell me, you'd have to kill me.
Well, yeah. And we're on live radio, so that's...
You can't do that. You'd be caught.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to move on to a couple more from that that actual musical that we're writing. Mm-hmm. Are we doing Fear next, fellas? Is that what we decided?
Yeah.
That's what I have on my list.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. So we're all on the same page.
This song is, well, obviously it's going to be about the emotion fear, but it's a song in 10 parts, and each of the different parts represents one of the different plagues of Egypt. And so the song is, it's essentially a young boy, and he's experiencing all these, you know, different plagues and being, you know, terrified out of his mind. And so it's
fear.
It's fear.
All right.
Thank you.
listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the Haberdasher. That's a really cool tune.
Did it scare you?
Just a little bit.
Fearful?
Just a little bit, yeah.
So that's like a... That's like a.
Thankfully, I grew up in Detroit, so it wasn't too bad.
But I'm...
There it is.
All right, so
Speedo doesn't even have enough drums to do that.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
I was gonna say he had to be really suffering. It's like, wait a minute, I'm
doing
I
a lot of math in my head.
Yeah, normally you get to show your work.
Next time we'll make sure of that.
Absolutely.
That was a math joke.
Oh, right. Show your work. I didn't even get
show
it.
My work.
Good job. Good
this
job.
This is my answer. My final answer. If you don't like it, then whatever.
Even I missed that one. I guess it's been too long since I've been in school. I don't know. All right.
You want to tell us about it?
Yeah, so this next one is going to be the opening track. It's called The Barber, and then it goes into The Oakwood Mile, which is the title of the musical. And this will be Satori Circus is the barber, the main character. And this is the opening to the show. It's a case of mistaken identity, is what it is, really, and and an unfortunate, untimely death. There's a lot of death going on in a lot of these songs. So,
see, I thought you said it was going to be brighter. You meant the new release. Anna.
Yes, that's right.
We're beyond that now.
We're back to dark again.
Right. It's a roller coaster ride of emotion.
So this is the Barber and the Oakwood Mile.
All right.
About a shave, blood and toothbrush, book chain off the brave one for two, sir. Penny dreadful say, you may be only hours from your grave.
Grave indeed was whispering a plot made in secret. Conspirators a lot, they believe you to be that dreadful knave. You're surely only minutes from your grave.
Thank you.
right, live from Studio J with the Haberdasher. So, I need some clarification. Forgive me if I'm a little confused here. The barber, is that part is something to do with something you did with Satori? That's correct?
It will be. It will be soon. He's okay. Signed on to be our main character for the musical, which will be hopefully next summer is what we're kind of shooting for. Okay. For the release of that, right? Is that what
next
we're talking about?
Well, next fall.
Next fall, yeah. Next that's fall. A little ambitious, don't
yeah.
you think?
Yeah.
So we'll have him as the main character, mm-hmm. and a few other surprises. It'll be all live music throughout the entirety of the show. It's going to be really crazy. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we've put a couple of years of work into not just the music, but you know, sketching out character.
And we've only been together for 2 years, so
yeah, it was something we came up with almost right out of the gate.
Right.
The ambition of this band has kind of been, for me, this is the first time I've ever experienced anything like this. We're already working on stuff for a fifth record, so we've only got the one out. So
yeah, we're that far. A three-parter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like you guys are trying to get rid of a slacker label. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We're putting the work in, man.
Wow, very ambitious. So basically, as a group, when you write any of your songs, you're picturing stories then?
Yes. These are all stories that were told to us by the Haberdasher of his travels and the places he's been and the places he's seen.
Mm-hmm. And as we mentioned before, he's been alive, or so we're told, since basically the beginning of time. So he's gone everywhere and seen everything.
Mm-hmm.
So...
He's got a lot of stories to tell, so it's been quite easy to write all this music because he just keeps throwing them out there, man.
Yeah. All it takes is a couple of beers, and off he goes.
That's right.
That's exactly it.
That's exactly it.
Can't get him to shut up.
But you have an endless supply of material.
That's right.
Exactly.
So it's worth it.
Right.
All right. Well, once again, tell our listeners how we can find your music, information about you, all the different places.
We are on Facebook, at the Haberdasher at Facebook.com. We are also available if you want to do booking or talk to us. Send emails. We are at thehaberdasherbooking@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. We like to hang out with people. We all work in Port Huron at some place or another. So come to hang out in Port Huron and find us if you can. It's a secret.
No, we're fairly public in that.
Yeah,
area.
We are. We're trying to keep a little mystery here, though. You know.
Yeah, we're also on Instagram and Twitter too.
Yes, don't forget Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm. At the one Haberdasher.
Yes, the one Haberdasher. There were several others, but we decided that we are the one Haberdasher.
Okay, and Port Huron's really not that far away. Except for during traffic and rain.
And accidents and all that we had to bust through to get here today. So,
but I mean, we're pretty ambitiously trying to come and play in the area. And so if anyone would like to hear more or, you know, invite us to come out, we would gladly, we've driven all over the state this summer playing one show or another. Mm-hmm. So anytime, anywhere, pretty much, we're down.
Okay. All right, sounds good. And then again, you have the one release. Now, is that a physical release or just digital?
Yep, physical and digital, so you can get it both ways.
In fact, I have one here for you.
Yes, we do.
Thank you very much.
We've brought three.
We'll be sure to get it on the radio airwaves after you leave.
Well, thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
All right, and then we look forward to the next one. That'll be coming out sometime next year, and that'll be physical as well, right?
Yes, absolutely.
We have this whole nostalgic thing going on with that. We've even talked about putting out some vinyl and stuff.
You know, that is really starting to get big again. We just put out an indie rock compilation, and it's already selling pretty well, and we haven't really heavily promoted it. And I guess what I've heard is last year vinyl outsold all the other media.
I totally believe it.
Yeah,
I totally believe it.
And even Eminem, his newest one that just came out, it said there was over 400,000 copies, and more than 50% of it was vinyl.
Wow, awesome. That's crazy.
So, just giving you that little tidbit, if you want to do vinyl, I think now's the time.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it now.
That's my sound engineer says that's the way you should do it anyway. People don't realize that is the best quality sound.
Yeah, analog.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of people do realize that or think they realize it, and they want to talk about it all the time at coffee shops.
Yeah.
They always have big mustaches and stuff like that.
Yeah, that vegan spaghetti, right? Where's vegan spaghetti?
All right. Well, we won't bore you with that. Well, once again, Robin, right? Rhino.
Yes, that's right.
Dan, yep. Speedo.
Yep.
Thank you so much for coming down and playing for us.
And thank
really
you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
And it looks like we have one more. We're going to close out with Elegy.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
As long as I live, I will give you my all. Each breath I am breathing, the rise and the fall of my chest and the beating inside, it will find you, sweet girl. The tips I will reach of your fingers so kind, and hold on forever in heart and mind, and in soul I will never let go. I will keep you, sweet girl. Make me see more than ever one part of me. You and anyone seems to be a part of everyone. Forever we are. Run and play, child, I'll meet you there. Though it may take me anywhere, I will stay there forever, wherever we are.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio.
Start your exciting career as a surgical technologist now. Henry Ford College has a 2-year program with a 98% employment rate. Job offers are up by 24% all over the United States. You'll graduate with an associate degree and hands-on surgical experience. Prepare for fall 2018 enrollment and call a health career advisor today at 313-317-6845.
Think you're dealing with drug poisoning, chemical poisoning, food poisoning? Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When you purchase the latest TV, tablet, or smartphone, don't forget to do the right thing with your old ones. Recycle them. The Consumer Technology Association and its members are making recycling your old devices as easy as buying new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find recycling tips, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Don't let your old tech tools clog your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org.